Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 4:32. The family of a Fort Wayne woman killed in the Indiana State Fair stage collapse is suing, claiming the concert's promoters and producers were negligent and reckless. The lawsuit filed today in Marion County Court says fair and concert organizers failed to warn people about an approaching storm. 1,000 Indiana National Guard troops who had been activated to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Irene are being called off. WFYI's Sharon Olseth reports.
The Indiana National Guard says officials in the states where Irene hit determined that they were able to handle the storm response on their own. Meanwhile, a 4th Indiana Red Cross volunteer was scheduled to head out today to help with relief efforts. Katie Best will be stationed in New Jersey to help assign other relief volunteers. A Greenwood volunteer is trying to make it to Massachusetts to help with logistics, and an Indianapolis Red Cross emergency response vehicle left last week to get positioned in North Carolina. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
For the first time, the Indiana Department of Education is giving letter grades to schools in an effort to make its yearly performance data easier to understand. More than 4 out of 5 Indiana high schools were graded C or lower. State Superintendent Tony Bennett says part of the problem is a wide variety of assessments used for high schools.
None of those have been ever knitted together in a coherent way to say this is how a high school truly performs in yielding college and career-ready students.
6% of public schools were given Fs in 2011, a reduction of more than 50% from last year. Overnight clear skies, a low near 56 degrees right now, sunshine and 81 degrees for WFYI News.